Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. To promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property is our goal. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. And we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled Friday. And, wow, he's been on the road for so long, we haven't had him on the radio. But here he is now in fine form, former Sheriff Richard Mack, founder and president of the CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. What is the CSPOA? A partnership between the citizens and local law enforcement, especially sheriffs. Stand with your sheriffs. I back the sheriff is the phrase. CSPOA.org is the organization. And I would recommend you become a lifetime member as I am sheriff. Welcome back, sir.
Well, Sam, thank you so much. I'm sorry I've been missing your show, but boy, we have been busy and about our Father's business.
Amen to that. All hands on deck is the point. The good sheriff went to Texas with Tanya and others in the CSPOA, and man, they had a road trip like no other, huh?
Yes, it was extremely eye-opening for me. One, I learned more about the geography of Texas, but when we were in Brackettville, which is really close to the border, the sheriff there was so busy that he had to keep leaving the seminar, Sheriff Coe, and go and take care of battles and felony activity with
Yeah, he
cartel.
Was so busy dealing with the non-crisis on the border, right?
Yeah, the non-crisis on the border. And I am surprised that he and his deputies are so dedicated to this and still keeping their wits about them. Because while we were there, he had two high-speed pursuits that involved two illegal aliens. Just the day before, they had a shooting across the river where, I guess, cartel members were shooting at some of his deputies. Luckily, no one was hit. But this is just a simple indication of what you and I have said for a long time, at least since Biden has been in office, that the cartels are completely in charge of our border. And so we were supposed to go down to Rocky Point, Mexico for Thanksgiving, enjoy ourselves on the beach. And I talked to my daughter about it. It was all her idea. She had already paid the deposit and everything. And I said, Mandy, I cannot let you go down there in good faith because this is what this is doing. This is us trusting the cartels to be friendly to us and not kidnap your children. And I said, I know that the road, the hour and 15 minutes between the U.S. border and Rocky Point, that most of the time it's a safe place to be. I said, but all these meetings in Texas were advertised and very well advertised that they were CSPOA meetings, and thus me. And it is not unusual for kind of spies and informants to be at the border and then tell cartels and others who would like to kidnap or stop you and take your money and kidnap your kids that they would say, hey, look, this guy's got a nice truck and he's flashing cash and whatnot. And then they notify people down a half hour away to be ready to go after you. And I'll be the first to admit, this very rarely happens there, but it has happened along that stretch. And it wasn't too far away from this place that the polygamists, the LDS polygamists, They shot their children. They shot up their car. They shot the adults. Two children had to were forced to run away and hide in the desert, and those two got away. But the bottom line is this, Sam. Anybody going down to Mexico, I don't care where your entry point is, if you're driving down there, you are trusting the cartels to take care of you. And I said, I just can't take that chance. I'm asking you not to go. And we canceled the trip. And so they're going to do something someplace else in the United States. I don't know what they're going to do. But I think I'm just going to have Thanksgiving with my mother-in-law. And she's actually here with us right now, spending some time with my wife. And it's really time for people to wake up to what's going on the border. And I just did an interview yesterday with a lady by the name of Kimberly Kindy, K-I-N-D-Y, Kindy or Kindy, from the Washington Post. And we talked a lot about this. I kind of got after her a little bit. I said, I can't believe that you and the Washington Post continue to support this crisis at the border, and that you support the violence that is going on in our country. And
you spin the dishonest denial is the real key.
Say that again?
They spin the dishonest denial about what's happening on the border. That's the real issue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no kidding. But the Texas sheriffs, and Sam, this is another indication of how serious it's getting. We had about three, and then their undersheriffs and other people, there was at least 8 or 9, maybe 10 Hispanic law enforcement officers at that seminar. Two or three sheriffs, and then about 7 other sergeants, captains, and undersheriffs. All of them, completely and entirely Hispanic, some of them with Spanish accents. We love that they were there, but Sam, they were there because they have seen, and this is what I also told the reporter, that they have seen the devastation caused by one dictator and his dictatorial administration, what they've caused at the border. These people would not normally be attending our seminars because they're Democrats. I told Washington Post, we're proud to have Democrats attend. We've had them before, but it's going to be increasing because they're finally waking up to what the left is really doing. They're destroying the border. They're destroying our country. And it's just really, really crazy. It's time for the American people to wake up because these sheriffs are waking up and they need help and they're tired of this situation occurring. They're tired of this crisis. They're tired of the violence. They're tired of the threats. Most of the border sheriffs have had hits and contracts put out on them because they're getting in the way of the cartels having free rein down there. The ultimate problem with this, Sam, is that international terrorists, Al-Qaeda and ISIS, are infiltrating our country through the southern border. This has been well documented, and the only thing we don't know is the exact amount, but it's in the tens of thousands. The training that I've been to, it's in the tens of thousands that have infiltrated America. And the other one that we do know, because sheriff from Coryell County, who is one of our best constitutional sheriffs now in the country, Scott Williams, he actually made an arrest of an MS-13 gang member in his county, which is over 300 miles away from the border. They are infiltrating our country. They are setting up shop in our country now. And the Biden administration, the Biden dictatorship, and the national media do not care about this. And they are going to support the Democrats.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a trifecta, though. Not only do they not care, Sheriff, this is a trifecta between religious organizations that are aiding and abetting with finances and cover and safe houses and travel and all kinds of support. Religious organizations are in bed with the drug cartels, the sex trafficking cartels, and the United States government to literally ship these violent criminals in many, many, many cases to every red state in the country. They plan an insurgency, and they're doing it at night. And it's a trifecta between these sex trafficking, slave trade cartels, drug cartels, religious organizations, and the United States government. That's how it's happening. They're doing it at night. So we had Mike Miller on our TV show with Bridie on TV just 2 days ago, or I guess it was on Tuesday, I guess 3 days ago, breaking this down like nobody's business. That's what's happening, Sheriff. No doubt about it.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you what, Sam, I had a brief glimpse of it while I was there. It's 10 times worse than anything that's been reported. Fox has done some reporting on it, but it's 10 times worse than what anybody thinks. And the caravans of people, the tens of thousands of people now trying to get into Yuma and along the Texas border, obviously along the Arizona border, but Yuma is being attacked. And all along the Arizona border and Texas border, it is absolutely insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Miller showed us literally a video that he took with a shooting in progress. It will shock you to the core. Joe Biden doesn't care. Neither does your mainstream press. But the new media is taking center stage right here on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperform gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff Richard Mack, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So Sheriff Mack said he's not going to Mexico for Thanksgiving like he had planned. It's just too dangerous. It's not safe. And now we know even on our side of the border, it's not very safe. As you get close to the border and in time, it's not going to be safe in any community in America. Ladies and gentlemen, they're planning an insurgency. Religious organizations have been duped into this. The United States government is literally carrying the ball to make this happen, along with sex trafficking, slave trafficking, drug cartels globally. They have America in their sights, and they're planning an insurgency. We bring it up, and they call us terrorists, ladies and gentlemen, but it is stark. It is real. It is going on now, but it might not be any better in New York soon, Sheriff. I know that's one of your other favorite places to go visit, New York City. The island, you love Hawaii too, but New York facing streets without cops because of COVID vaccine mandate, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of the cops do not want to take the COVID vaccine. So the union for the cops tried to get a judge to stop it, but the judge rejects union request to halt the requirement. Bob Unruh with the piece, WND.com. And so now you've literally got places in New York where there's not going to be any cops to respond to crimes because they're simply not willing to take the vaccinations. They're creating a crisis everywhere in the country. Sheriff?
Well, Zan, this is easily solved. Just have the national federal police come in and take over.
Have you lost your cotton picking mind? All you got to do is let the FBI roll in, huh?
Yes, but seriously, I think that's where they're headed. I think Biden wants it. I think it's something that Obama wanted and never got going. And now he's vicariously doing this through his little puppet and this communist dictatorship that's in Washington, D.C. will certainly get the brown shirts moving and have their Gestapo moving. And it will be the national federal police that will come in and save the day and restore peace and order all across this country because they caused the problem and then come in with their wonderful solution. And I believe that's the goal. I believe that that was part of the goal with the Brady Bill and that they were filling the sheriffs out with the Brady Bill. And then some crazy small town sheriff in Southeast Arizona threw a wrench in their whole thing. But this is happening, Sam. It's the complete destruction of our nation's police, where they do not work for the people, but they work for the king and the dictator in Washington, D.C. And I see that coming. I don't think there's going to be any other solution except for that. And Biden has already suggested that several times, and Obama certainly did. So, yeah, this is so sad because the tour that we had in Texas, I don't know. Let me see if I can see where we all went. I know we started in Wichita Falls County, Wichita County. And I can't remember the date. That was like, I can't remember. I can't remember the date, but I'm pretty sure we started in Wichita Falls. And then we went to there was some place before that. I know we went to Mesquite, Texas. That was Saturday. We had other events before that, though. I know all I remember is Brackettville, Wichita Falls, Mesquite, and that's all I remember right now. Come on. But anyway, there was two events, though, in Mesquite. So Kirk Lanius and his group there, John Parigi, Sammy Walker, all the guys you know from the Woodlands, they set up something that was really too ambitious. They had a seminar in the left wing of this church, not left wing, that's a bad way to put it, the west wing of the church, and then in the main chapel area, they had us with sheriffs and peace officers. Well, there's only about 13 or so sheriffs and peace officers and public officials. So we were kind of going back and forth to the one. We started with everybody in the chapel. Then the citizenry part of that went in and did their own seminar in the West Wing. I probably have to call it the cafeteria. And so anyway, they've just really got too ambitious with this. It was a great seminar, don't get me wrong, but they were trying to do too much. And so they had all these other speakers going on while we were having our meeting and our speeches. And I was supposed to go back and forth to the other one. So I started in the one, was supposed to go over to the citizens and speak there, and then come back and finish our seminar later in the afternoon. It was just too much going back and forth. So finally, Chris Ann Hall came. And she was supposed to wrap up the whole thing. And she was supposed to be talking in the one while I was talking in the other. And then we were going to switch. And I talked to Kirk about it, and I said, look, this is getting way too much. Finish up in the other side and finish up early. I won't go and talk over in the other side, and then we'll leave the last 50 minutes for Chris Ann, and then I'll finish with the last 10 minutes and draw the whole conference to conclusion. And they all agreed. There was a couple of them that kind of murmured about it, but it really worked out well. So everybody came back together with the sheriffs. We did have our round chair thing, our round table without tables. We had that thing that went on before this. Then Chris Ann came in at about 4 o'clock, and she just really knocked it out of the park. It was fabulous. And these sheriffs are now finally hearing the wake-up call from yours truly and Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney. And she totally agreed with me. I asked her point blank when we were talking with the sheriffs and law enforcement, public officials. I said, Chris Ann, do you agree with what I just said? She goes, I'm sorry, I was going over my computer for my trying to rearrange my presentation. I did not hear what you said. And I said that if the sheriffs of this country don't get involved with protecting the liberty of the citizens in their counties, if they don't get involved, there's no way that this movement for freedom to restore our Constitution remains peaceful. And she goes, oh, yeah, no question about it. It will not remain peaceful.
And that's not something that we advocate for, ladies and gentlemen. It's something we're documenting as a reality. I'll tell you that, and I'll tell you why. Because the Biden administration just released more than 500,000 illegal aliens into the United States, Sheriff. That's public knowledge. Not to mention the coyotes and the drug cartels in bed with the religious organizations, in bed with the government to bring them in unknown. There's 500,000 just on the record, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see where he gets authority to do that against our laws. Isn't that, shouldn't he be arrested for that?
No, he has no authority. He should be arrested. But that would all start with an impeachment. And the Democrats are going to continue to support this, and they're not going
to
do it.
Do we need to impeach him? Can't we just arrest him for criminal activity?
Well, yeah, but the people who are in charge of doing that are all working for Biden.
Yeah.
The Justice Department, the FBI, they're Nuremberg officers, and they're only going to do what they're told. And so the only thing that we could do is this, like this brave Sheriff Schmeling in Minneapolis or Minnesota, who has now come out and showed evidence of voter fraud, albeit kind of smaller numbers, but at the same time, voter fraud. He's got felony accusations ready to go. He did his investigation. The only way that Biden could ever be brought to justice is if several, I would say hundreds of sheriffs, would unite in an investigation against him and then present that to the AGs in their states, and that the AGs would then charge Biden. But I guarantee you the federal courts would say it would have to be removed to federal courts instead of state courts. I guarantee that would happen. So the corruption and the cycle of corruption just keeps going, and that the federal government level would be protecting Biden the whole time.
Well, as they continue to make these moves and there's no justice, this is what will foment, ladies and gentlemen, this lack of peaceful opportunity for solutions. For example, the FBI and Nancy Pelosi just blocked a real investigation into January 6th to really get all the 1,400 hours of video out and find out who really did what, when, where, how. It would prove it to be a provocateur agenda, I'm sure, but it just got shut down by Pelosi and the FBI. And now a man got arrested for threatening Congressman Matt Gaetz. Okay, this guy threatened to kill Congressman Matt Gaetz. He now got arrested. Turns out that he worked for multiple corporate media outlets. Just criminals running the asylum, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Dundas will join us in seconds. Attorney at law, talking about the walkout over vaccines in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Game 3 of the World Series will be played tonight, where Major League Baseball banned the All-Star Game. The Atlanta Braves host the Houston Astros, with the series knotted at one game apiece in the best of seven. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
When a failed gun background check empowered a deranged young man to shoot up a church, the federal government became liable. In one such case, a settlement has been reached.
The Justice Department is settling with families who sued after the deadly shooting in 2015 at a South Carolina church. Families of those killed will get between $6 and $7.5 million, while those who survived will get $5 million. They sued after Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 people during a Bible study at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has announced a new name for the company.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York said Meta is a cancer to democracy, among other things. USA Radio News.
Ignorant people running around everywhere, the mainstream press and everything else, thinking we have a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a democracy in America. We have a constitutional republic. Thank you very much. The difference is striking if you are educated. I'll tell you that right now. So the man got arrested. Why? Because he was threatening to kill Congressman Matt Gaetz. Well, it turns out this guy worked for multiple corporate media outlets. So you've got, like, just criminals running the asylum going on here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's getting worse by the second. Attorney Lee Dundas, now with me and Sheriff Richard Mack, and she's an attorney and an advocate for citizens' rights, has been so for quite some time. LeeDundas.com, her website, and we're going to talk about this event coming up she's got planned. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Sam. Good to be here.
You got an event planned for us, huh?
I absolutely do. I'm sure you and your listeners have heard about the administration's little attempt to mandate the vaccines, have you not?
Well, I've kind of heard about it, except there's no mandate. There's just a press release. But yes, I'm familiar with it.
Well, exactly. The fake mandate, I should have said. And that's just
right.
It. I mean, this thing is as unconstitutional as it gets. It's never going to hold water. The OSHA emergency regulations are trying to use. It didn't work the last time they tried to use those 45 years ago. This is not a workplace hazard. It's a virus. But it kind of doesn't matter, you know, Sam, if the evil powers that be push it and the whole of our republic believes it and buys into it, you know, perception becomes reality. But I got news for you. That's not what's going on today. I have been drowning over the last 2 weeks in phone calls, primarily from the blue-collar boys and girls who run this country. You know, I got news for your listeners, and maybe they haven't thought about it because we're all living in a first-world country, or at least we used to be, but the products that we use, the products on our shelves, they don't just drop out of the sky onto the shelves of Walmart and Amazon and Target. They are brought to us and made for us on the black backs of those blue-collar guys, and those men and women are, to a man and woman, pissed off. They are saying, our company is 30, 50, 75% or more unvaccinated, and if my employer thinks that they can take my retirement, my job, my pension, and my paycheck away from my family to feed my kids when I'm 1 year away from retirement after I gave them two or three decades of my life, they got another thing coming. I'm going to walk out, I'm going to strike, and we would rather bankrupt our employers, even though we're typically loyal, hardworking guys, than ever see our jobs and our country sold to the devil. And so they are staging a nationwide walkout. And the dates on it, Sam, are Monday, November 8th through Veterans Day, the evening of Thursday, November 11th. It is a four-day walkout. And I am telling you, I have heard from every single person coast to coast. If I name the names of the company's employees who are involved in this, you guys would faint over dead on your feet right now. It is going to be massive. I suggest you buy your Thanksgiving Day supplies a little bit early.
Ladies and gentlemen, event, nationwide, walk off the job. I'm going to call it a protest. November 8th through the 11th is happening, ladies and gentlemen, all over the country. And you think this is small? You got another thing coming, ladies and gentlemen. If you want updated text bulletins about this, then you got to text the word, all caps, FREEDOM, to 53445. 53445. And you can get caught up and be in the loop on this thing. Texting has become the great way for people to keep in touch because it's opt-in and because they can't stop us unless they're going to shut down all texting. They don't know who's who. And so every other method of the mainstream press that they've been able to use against us with social media and everything else, texting has been a way for us to get right to one another and tell the tale. And so updates will be had. You got to text the word FREEDOM to 53445, Lee.
Yeah, this is going to be massive. Like I said, the people who make the product and move the product, they are walking out, and every other, we've got telecom, we've got people who make weapons for the military, we've got, big defense manufacturers, we've got all sorts of employees, who I can't name names of. Like I said, they are walking out, and I'm telling you, hospitals, nurses, they've been pissed off for a while, the frontline EMTs, the cops, firefighters, and the people supporting this, Sam. We've got Bobby Kennedy and his group, Children's Health Defense. We got Simone Gold and Frontline Doctors. We've got General Flynn. We've got Lynn Wood. We got all sorts of people, all the frontline doctors, all the frontline lawyers, all the big-time influencers, from Ann Vandersteel and her buddy Charlie Ward to you guys, radio, talk show, podcast. Everybody who's anybody understands this is a checkmate move. We need to support it. If Biden thinks that this country runs when he says jump, he's got another thing coming. These guys are doubling down, and they're like, we run this country. We're still Americans. This is a country by the people, for the people, of the people, and we are going to walk out and push back against these vax mandates. And just the threat of this in the last 2.5 days already caused the White House to walk it back. They came out yesterday and said, oh, just kidding. That December 8th that we said was a hard date, that's more like a soft date. And by the way, we don't really think there will be any supply line disruptions. I beg to differ. When you're the White House and you're bringing up independently supply line, that means you are quaking in your boots because you know it's coming, and it is coming like a freight train, my friend, because the guys who run the big equipment in this country and make the product and move it, they aren't playing ball with Biden's mandate because it's a fake mandate. We're still America. This ain't China. We're walking out November 8th through the 11th, and join us because this is the checkmate move.
You want to be in the middle of it? You want to keep a handle on it? You want to know what's going on? Text the word, quote, FREEDOM, all caps, to 53445, and you'll be able to opt in. You can choose stop if you want to as well to get out. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to keep up on it, that's the place to go. Lee Dundas, others talking about this across the country. I think it's one of the greatest moves because it's peaceful. We have every right to walk out from the job and say, listen, We're not going to take this from criminal Biden. We're not doing it. Sheriff Richard Mack, your response.
Yeah, I'm all for this. As I've talked before, Sam, and you and I have talked about this, I think our next one after this is we stop paying any money to the federal government. And I think that we've got to bring the federal government and this horrible dictatorship in Washington, we've got to bring them to their knees. And the only way I think we can do that besides this type of thing is hurt them financially and stop paying for our own destruction. So, Lee, I congratulate you for this. And I'm serious. I think if we unite in stopping the funding to this horrible beast that's destroying our country, is that we've got to stop sending our alms to this horrible administration.
I agree. We'll let you respond to that in just a second, Lee Dundas. But I want to kind of mention, I have noticed a sea change just since Biden literally unconstitutionally issued a press release as if he were a king. I see the groups that have, you know, been kind to one another, but not really worked together so much. They've worked side by side, but not really together like we need to. I've seen a sea change now where we are, Lee.
Yeah, I could not agree more with everything that was just said, my friends. We started out doing some protests and rallies. By the way, there will be rallies the week of November 8th through the 11th during the walkout, nationwide walkout. So again, if you want to take part in those, text freedom to 53445. But we had groups previously, you know, when we were protesting against some of these overreaches, on the, I would say, conservative side of the fence, who were worried that we were going to be attacked by BLM or Antifa or, you know, groups that had been rioting in the past. In the last week, literally, this stuff is so dynamic, and they say war makes for strange bedfellows, right? We now see BLM and Antifa and former gangbangers walking down the streets, taking over bridges, walking with us, saying, you know what? This is too much. Even for us, we are not going to submit to a kill shot that has killed tens of thousands of people. And we know that's underreported by 99% because Harvard did a study showing that, you know, this thing is a poison shot. Everybody who is anybody and has a pulse and a brain knows there's something up with it. And they are not okay with it being mandated as well. They shouldn't be. Federal black letter law, the Emergency Use Authorization Act says you can't mandate stuff when it's still experimental, which this stuff is, because hey, it might be the new thalidomide or DDT or Agent Orange. So you've got black people, you've got brown people, you've got red people, you've got white people, you've got Republicans, you've got Democrats, you've got people who are as far right as they get marching with BLM.
You
want
to know what they call us, Lee?
What?
Americans.
That's right, baby. That's right. And that's where this is. The Americans are saying, not on our watch. You're not engaging in medical rape at the threat of losing our jobs. We are over this. Get the heck out of our medical lives. Give us our freedoms back. This is America. And by the way, we're not asking you. We're telling you, this is America. We are a free people, and we are about to show it to you. The new OK Corral showdown, you know, is November 8th through the 11th.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay right there. Lee Dundas, stay there. Sheriff Mack, stay there. Event, nationwide walk off the job protest rallies to take place November 8th through the 11th. To get updated bulletins and information, text the word freedom to 53445.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Dundas, attorney, well-known human rights activist, doing a phenomenal job. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me as well. Los Angeles County, this is really shocking. As I mentioned, more people are standing up than ever before. Americans are taking their country back. I see a sea change. We're working together, and people are getting serious now. It ain't just talk. We're taking action. We can act is the point, ladies and gentlemen. But Los Angeles County Sheriff, the guy's name is Alex, I think you say Villanueva. I don't know if he's a great guy or not. I haven't vetted the guy, but here's what I know. He announced on Thursday that he would not enforce the county's vaccine mandate for county employees. The issue has become so politicized, there are entire groups of employees that are flat out willing to be fired and laid off because they're not willing to get vaccinated. They're not willing to have the force. And that's the issue. Even a lot of people that may be for vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, they're not for the forced plan. They're just not. And they're willing to stand up and say, I might not even agree with you, but I agree with, what do you want to say, your body, your choice? Do we go there? But this is interesting. Even in Los Angeles, a very liberal place to be, this county sheriff just says, hey, man, I'm not doing that. Lee?
And God bless him for it. You know, I don't necessarily agree with all of the sheriffs all of the time, but we're seeing more and more folks doing what Sheriff Back has been saying for ages, which is we are a constitutional republic. The buck stops with the sheriffs if everybody above the line is missing the mark on the people making the bad laws or the bad executive orders. And these sheriffs are coming out and saying we are not going to enforce bad, unconstitutional law or things that aren't even law, that are just mandates or some bad pipe dream coming out of some little dictator's, little Napoleon's mouths. And we're just not going to do it. And, you know, legend has it here in California, even the heart of liberalism in L.A., we've got folks in the courthouses, we've got folks in the sheriff's department, we have folks in the fire department, we have folks in public health. These people, ironically, even in the departments that are making and enforcing some of these strange draconian rules we've seen of late, if you can call them that again, are now to the point saying we're not down with this plan. We are not behaving like communist China. We're not going to wrestle people to the ground and shove needles in their arms or ask to see their passport as if this is the Warsaw Ghetto. Not on our watch, and God bless them, because this is America. It ain't China, and we need to draw the line somewhere. And we should have drawn it a long time ago, but I'm happy to see the sheriff stepping out with Sheriff Mack leading the charge like he has for so many years.
And even in California now, firefighters rallied on Tuesday in Beverly Hills, of all places, to protest the mandate for county workers as well. Sheriff?
Yeah, you know, that's fantastic. I totally agree with Lee's comments about Sheriff Villanueva. And I haven't always agreed with him either, but I totally agree with this one. I totally agree that the abuse is starting to wake people up that I never thought would be awakened. But Sheriff Villanueva is one of those. I'm proud of what he's doing. I bow to him for his courage to stand and be a true leader and defending the rights of the people, especially the ones who work in his sheriff's office, that they will not bow down to this dictatorship that acts like whatever he mandates that we just have to go along with. And it's just the opposite. And any officer working in the law or working for a sheriff's office or police department, any officer who believes that he has to go along with these mandates and enforce unconstitutional and stupid laws is not properly trained and does not know what he's talking about. We uphold and defend the supreme law of this country. We are all sworn. That's why we're called sworn personnel. We are all sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution and thus protect the individual liberty and civil rights. Whatever happened to civil rights, especially by the extreme leftists in this country who are now destroying everything that Martin Luther King fought and died for. I think this is such a dichotomy. It presents such a hypocrisy, and it presents such a dictatorial destruction of the American dream and American ideals.
Ladies and gentlemen, the national walkout will begin November 8th through the 11th. If you want updates, ladies and gentlemen, text the word freedom to 53445. How do people get organized then to make sure that this carries to the local levels and there's really organization? It's national. There's a lot of big leaders involved. But what we really got to do is make sure that it happens locally everywhere, right, Lee?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, never doubt that a small group of people can change the world, because indeed they are the only ones that ever have, or something like that, I think is how the saying goes. And this is what it's about. You know, everybody wants to believe that the Holocaust was the result of Hitler, and don't get me wrong, he was no angel, but it was not the result of Hitler, Sam, and you and I and Sheriff Mack know that. It was the result of millions of Germans who turned a blind eye and or did the bidding of evil tyrants. And we are facing that same kind of situation again here in, ironically, the land of the free and the home of the brave. So it is incumbent upon every single American, if you are not prohibited by federal law, to do the walkout, the national walkout, November 8th through the 11th, because I am here to tell you, this is where the buck stops. It stops with us. Our forefathers fought and died for this country. My grandfather was on the USS West Virginia when it was bombed out from under him on December 7th, 1941. These are the men that kept our country safe, and how dare we sit idly by in 2021 watching our falsely elected politicians sell us out to China. We are going to hold the line. It is a nationwide walkout. Everybody everywhere who is facing an employer mandating the vaccine needs to not show up to work if that is what their heart and mind tells them to do on Monday, November 8th, and they need to do that for pretty much the whole week, all the way through Veterans Day on the 11th. 4 days, yeah. Consecutive days, back to back. Let's show everybody who actually runs this country. It's us, my friends. It's us.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, nationwide walk off the job or walk out of school day. We need to kind of add to this, Lee.
You know, that's a brilliant idea, Sam. And California had a little walkout a couple Mondays ago. And I got to tell you, the schools were a ghost town all the way from the Oregon border down to Tijuana. There were three or four kids in classes that normally have 35 in them. And if you're so inclined as a teacher or a student, I think we could absolutely add that messaging in. That's a brilliant idea, Sam.
Because I'm just telling you right now, you know, I hear more and more and more this critical race theory and all this garbage of sex and perversion in the schools. They took a bunch of grade schoolers to a bar, a gay bar and stuff. We've got to walk out of schools and just say, you know what, you guys are on crack. You're nuts. You're crazy. We're not going along with this. And to me, it really needs to send a clear message. And I think if you get a lot of school people to stay home, hey, we'd just shut down the schools because nobody would be there, right?
That's right. That's right. And that's the way it works in the marketplace, too. You vote with your feet. You vote with your wallet. These employers, if they think they're going to mandate a vaccine and all of a sudden half or 70% or 90% of their employees aren't there in some of these big organizations, that's going to send a clear message. You want to stay in business? You need to actually respect the Constitution and the will of the people and not the illegal, unconstitutional mandates of a person who probably wasn't actually elected.
Walk off the job or walk out of school protests going on, ladies and gentlemen, the 8th through the 11th of November. You want updates and you want to coordinate? Text the word freedom, that's all caps, freedom, to 53445. Sheriff, what do you think? Just have them all walk out of school too?
Man, let's do it. I would especially love to see the schools do this, especially the way the tyranny is happening in our schools and that the dictatorial school boards are trying to make parents terrorists, domestic terrorists, because they want to stand and stop this CRT crap and the lies promoted and promulgated by the school boards. And this has gotten so out of control. I mean, I never could have dreamed in my worst nightmares that this would ever go this far. This is absolutely disgusting, despicable behavior from government. And every day they're showing their true colors, that they hate freedom, hate America, and believe that the American people are subjects of theirs. We're not.
Makes you want to cry for a little bit, then get up and fight, doesn't it, Lee?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of action and anger, and I know that a lot of America is unhappy and upset at what their country has become. This is not the country that Sheriff Mack and you, Sam, and I grew up in, and we have a duty to leave it better for our kids. And we do that, you know, when the courts aren't protecting us like they should, when the legislatures are out of control, and when the executive branch is straight out of China or North Korea at this point. You know, the power has always been in our hands, and we just need to exercise it. It doesn't require violence. It doesn't require a coup. All it requires is for us to say, we're not playing ball. Walk the heck out. You tell your employer you're going to mandate the vax. Have fun running your organization with no people in it, because the workers have the power, and we are walking out November 8th through the 11th. Join a rally. Get out in the streets. Protest this peacefully. Use your First Amendment rights. We still have a First Amendment and all the other ones. And again, if you want to be looped into those rallies, you can text the word freedom to 53445 so you can stay updated on this nationwide walkout we're doing November 8th through the 11th.
Lee, we appreciate you. We appreciate your leadership and all that you're doing for the sacred cause of liberty. We know you've been at it for decades, but we're amping up our efforts, though. It's one thing we've all worked hard for a long time. We're celebrating the 25th year anniversary of my radio show this year, so we've all been at it for a while, but we're taking this to the next level. That doesn't mean violence, ladies and gentlemen. Don't misinterpret, but we're simply going to make sure that our educational efforts and our action efforts go hand in hand, and we're working together like nobody's business. I'm telling you, it's changed in America now.
It has. We got to stand up for freedom. We got to rise up, stand up, speak up. And D-Day, you know, the beachhead, this is a quiet war. It's an economic war. But there is a beach in Normandy, and we're going to be taking it November 8th through the 11th. Stand up for freedom. Strike for liberty. Nationwide walk off. Your employer, if they're mandating the jab, that's your week, my friends, November 8th through the 11th. And, Sam, if I haven't said it yet, thank you so much for having me on today.
God bless you. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Sheriff Mack, you want a final word on this one?
Well, I got to know Lee a little bit on tour, and she and I shared the stage a couple of times. And she's wonderful. She's quite the activist. She's quite the leader. And all of us need to get more active in standing against what's going on. And civil disobedience and non-compliance, as Chris Ann Hall says in her video, we've got.
I
to
like
do
non-compliance
do
better
more
than civil disobedience, Sheriff, because it's really more of the truth. We're not disobedient. Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they're the ones that have been engaging in civil disobedience. Joe has no authority to mandate some press release about this. He's being civilly disobedient. We need to call him on the carpet and hold him accountable, and we need to simply.
Well, they are the ones breaking
not
the law,
comply.
Just like you said. They
That's
are
right.
breaking the law, not us.
And so noncompliance is a much better explanation of what we're really doing.
Amen.
All right. And really, this is the culmination of what we've been training for and educating people about. This is the culmination of our work, sir.
Well, it is. And it's great to see things happening in a positive manner. But it's the other side of that sword is it's because of the horrible abuse and oppression happening by this current dictatorship in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, pray hard and work hard. That's our job. Get involved immediately. Text Liberty to 53445. I'm sorry, Freedom. That's Freedom to 53445. Get it done now. We need you to be part of what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a chance for us all to get involved and make a difference for our sacred cause. For Lee Dundas, the good Sheriff Richard Mack, and myself, Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.